afternoon.
How are you this fine evening?
Who do we have with us today?
Well, we brought you on board early, and now we'll do roll call.
Okay.
I'd like to convene the Ulster County Legislature Audit Committee at 4:46 p.m. Amber, roll call, please.
Legislator Bartels.
Here.
Legislator Giarantino.
Here.
Legislator Rodriguez.
Present.
Legislator Mayo. And Chairman Litz.
Here. We also have in the audience...
Ken Cornell, Deputy County Executive, ex officio member of the Audit Committee.
Randy Boughton, Senior Auditor of the Comptroller's Office.
Okay, very good. First order of business, everyone had a chance to review the minutes of April 10th for our regular meeting. I'll entertain a motion for approval.
So moved.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, Tom. You
yes,
want to
sir.
Give us an update as to
I
where
will.
You are in the audit?
Yeah, I'm here with Erica. Erica was the field manager out there.
Hello.
Hello.
You know, as promised, you know, we're about 85%, 85-90% done with our audit. Erica will talk a little bit later on some of the open areas and where we are on in transit things. We do expect that we'll be able to get a financial statement out mid-September based on everything that's out there right now. I'm going to take you through some of our auditor communications, which is, you know, what we promised. And again, keep bearing in mind that we said we're 85 to 90% done. If anything was to come up between now and when we release in the next 3 weeks, we'll send a communication to each member of the audit committee.
Please send that through Amber, please.
That's right. So first of all, you know, our responsibility under generally accepted auditing standards, you know, when we come in, our ultimate goal is to provide verification to the third party that the financial statements as prepared by the County of Ulster fairly present your financial position as well as the operations for the last 12 months. In doing that, we gain an understanding of your internal controls through inquiries, narratives, and walkthroughs. We're not testing for fraud per se, but we do, if any observation of fraud came about, we would certainly have the responsibility to communicate that to this committee. There were no items of fraud. And ultimately, we believe we're going to come to the conclusion that the information contained in those reports do fairly state your financial position and operation. Other required communications that we have, and I'll stop here to let you know that all this will be in a formal letter to you as well in mid-September. But if there's any changes in significant accounting policy, so let's say management or the finance, they start saying, well, we're going to recognize revenues 90 days instead of 60 days, we would have to tell you that. We did not notice any changes in the accounting policies. There were four GASBs that the NLSAR Government Accounting Standards Board issuances that the county was required to implement this year. Three of them had no impact at all on the county. The fourth, which was GASB 80, related to blended component units. And what that meant is that there's certain not-for-profit organizations that the county has control over that had to be, they were always reported on the county financial statements, but they weren't brought into it as a blended unit of the county. So two organizations, the Capital Resource Corp and the Golden Hills, what's left of it, the LDC, those both move into the county statement. So not a huge financial impact, and certainly not material, the net position being quite small. Significant accounting estimates, you know, we have a responsibility to tell you about them. We consider the allowances for receivables as a significant estimate, the compensated absences, the OPEB liability, the net pension liability, the judgments and claims liability, workers' comp liability. So some of those, probably three or four of those items, actually you utilize an actuarial firm to come up with the liabilities. What we do is we look at the information that's available to us, the eligibility, the leave balances that were accrued, the current compensation rates, the trends, the estimates of the third parties, and we actually look at the actuaries and we look at the assumptions they utilize, compare them to industry standards. So we're evaluating the key factors and the assumptions, and we found them all to be reasonable and, again, fairly state the position of the county. Independence, we have no matters that would impair our independence. We're certainly not aware of any. Any other matters that we thought were significant to communicate to this group, we would have to have the responsibility to tell you about. There are none to our knowledge. Go ahead. Okay. I'll go to the next page, which is page 3. All right. These are going to be the products of our audit, and ultimately where you're going to receive your package. And this is consistent with a legislative contract that was signed off in February of 2018. So every item that was listed in that contract is included in this financial statement, on this page 3. You'll see the first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 bullets are all items that you're going to receive in September. The final bullet, the opinion on the Tobacco Asset Securitization Corporation, that was already actually issued since it's due to the state by February 31st. So that opinion has been, and again, it resulted in an opinion that fairly states your position and operations. The next part is where we get into observations, and this was the specific request of this group. Now, first of all, I want to note that we have no material weaknesses or significant deficiencies identified during our audit. So that's a good thing. And now I want to just talk to you a little bit about, you know, and let me put that even in perspective a little bit, because, you know, even when we're looking at the single audit, we're required by mandate that we select major programs. There's four major programs this year: Medicaid, HEAP, the aging, and the workforce information opportunity cluster. We looked at those four major programs. When we look at those four major programs, we have to take a sample size of 25 from each of them. That gets us to 100 items that we sample throughout the county. But for each one of those items, we have to look at 14 different attributes. So we're looking at 1,400 different attributes in your major federal programs, and there were no items that were identified that had to be a reported deficiency of compliance. So that, you know, that's a true testament to your DSS and your other programs throughout the county. Observations that we did have, when it regarded to the single audit, one of the departments, and it deals with the Federal Transit Capital Improvement Grant, they consistently use the wrong CFDA number, and you know, again, you know, there's the compilation of your schedule of federal assistance probably could use a little bit more coordination, so it almost might make sense to have a specific individual assigned to that schedule. We have caught, you know, a couple of these errors in the past, and again, you don't want the federal government to catch them. And really, we're not supposed to be the last resort. We tend to be, but you're supposed to have this in order on the, you know, in the county, because it does have the potential to jeopardize, you know, federal aid at some point in time. So that's one thing we had a discussion with. We'd like to see that fixed, but it doesn't get to a significant deficiency or anything like that. We do note that, you know, you had a new IT director this year, and we did see improvements in that area. There's a couple things when we talk, when I get through to new positions in the county, I'll look at the new IT director. I look at the deputy treasurer, director of finance, I believe is the correct title. We've had a switch up there from, we had Sue retired, then there was Chris and moved to the DOT. We had Jason who was there, and now we have Leanna. And where we go with it is that, and every time there's a transfer of a position, there's certain knowledge that's lost, because there's not a good record of what the procedures and practices are of a particular department. So what we'd like to see is more written job descriptions as these people are doing their assignments, and also in instances where the county could identify where a person could potentially move on, either they're going to move on to a different department or they're going to move on to retirement, that a succession plan be put into place so that that institutional knowledge doesn't get lost. When we go back to the IT, we talked a little bit about how, you know, some of the things are changing. We did see, you know, some of the policies are improving. The county has, you know, certain things in process, but they still haven't been approved by the ledge. In other words, you have the policy for the review of the firewall activity, the formal backups and data recovery. We recognize that they're being worked on. In the past, they were not, but we still, you know, would like to see that get done and then approved by the ledge. Other items that we noted out there is when we look at the, I talked a little bit about revenue recognition policy. We didn't notice any differences in the revenue recognition policy, but there actually should be a written policy as to, you know, when what identifying. Let me back up. Revenue recognition is supposed to be recognized when it's measurable and it's available. So available is subject to a certain interpretation. Most governments recognize available within the first 60 days of the year. There's nothing that we saw that outlines that specifically in a written policy. So I think just good controls would have that written out. And you know, is it possible it's there but nobody had it for us? That's true. But we did have a lot of inquiry, especially in the last couple of days, just verifying our findings before we talk to this group. Couple other items, which, you know, we're not going to, I don't want to talk about the cash too far, because we had a couple questions on cash, and I guess Alicia has just recently left, so we weren't able to follow up appropriately. We'll do that between now and that September, so we'll get back to you on the cash issues. The succession plan, we talked a little bit about. We talked about the federal comments, the IT. We also, one of the observations we had comparing you to other counties, we think there's an underutilization of your New World system. You know, specifically, I'll point to where, you know, journal entries are kept in a physical location. And in most instances, the journal entries can be called up on the system. We weren't able to do that on your system, or see people in the county able to do that. So, you know, that's just we didn't do a thorough comparison of what you do and what the other counties do, but we just have that out there that we believe that you're probably underutilizing just based on that observation. Couple things. I think we'll turn a little bit over to Erica. She can talk a little bit. I mentioned you know, we had a group meeting early this week going through exactly what's outstanding and who we have to contact there. We followed up with everybody, and for the most part, we've received responses from everybody, so we can kind of tell you where we're at.
Sure. I'll take it. Take you through just some of the areas where we have our testing left to do, which is not to say that we haven't received everything we've asked for in these areas. It just means that we have a little bit of follow-up to do and might also have follow-up requests out to the finance department and specifically CJ. The areas that we still have open are the capital asset testing. We need to test a few more items, which would include the construction in progress items, making sure that anything that's included in the construction in progress balance represents a true open project that will be capitalized upon completion. So we still have that testing left to do. The other item that we test are retainages related to capital projects. So if there's a retained balance on any of the invoices, we take a look at those and make sure that they're properly recorded and that they represent the correct amount on the financial statements. Another item that we do testing over are some of the pilot agreements that the county has. We take a sample of the pilot revenue and we test those to make sure that the revenue that's being collected and turned over to the county in fact agrees to the pilot agreements that are in place. We have those agreements that we selected. We just have to complete our testing on there. And then one last item, there's we send out attorney letters. We work with the finance department and the other county departments to come up with a list of attorneys that are used during the year. We send out 9 letters to the attorneys asking them to provide us with any outstanding litigation against the county at year end. And once we compile all those letters, CJ develops an estimate of what's the judgments and claims liability. So we have sent out those 9 letters. Like I said, we still are waiting on 3 of those letters, so we don't have the final number for judgments and claims available to audit yet. We will follow up on those attorneys. We do it kind of closer to the issuance of the financial statements just in case there's any change that occurs during the subsequent year, so during 2018. So that's the one number that's still out there that we'll get from the finance department, and then we audit that.
Yeah. So, one last item that's going to be included in your management letter are future government auditing accounting standards board statements, and the one that's probably going to impact you, we've already communicated that to finance, and we'll bring it to their attention again, and so they can start analyzing, because it's going to impact how you record your capital leases. So, you know, just a note that we have communicated that already to the finance group.
Did you send a copy? Did you send a copy of that to Amber?
Actually, it was a verbal communication with CJ, and the management letter, which you will receive in the next 2 to 3 weeks, will include that comment within there. And so, yes, Amber will receive it.
Okay, but in the future, if you can keep her in the loop. Then if there's anything we need to or want to follow up with prior to, we can do that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. It's kind of more of a prospective item. So I didn't think of that. So I'll remember that in the future.
Thank you.
So that kind of, you know, is a summary of where we're at to date. You know, we've got a pretty good handle on everything. There's still some loose ends. It's not untypical to have the capital assets and the construction in progress accounts be the last items, you know, in a county to be, you know, wrapped up on.
Okay.
Questions from the group?
Yes, Tracy.
Yes, this is Tracy Bartels. So I have 2 things, one a question and one a clarification. So you mentioned the underutilization of the New World system. Are you? Mm-hmm. Is that going to be included in the management letter? And are you going to go into any further detail, or is it just going to be that, you know, a kind of a one note advice to us?
Well, I mean, we'd have a couple observations we could write. I mean, it's hard to sit there because we're not like a vendor of software. But all I'm kind of looking at, I'm saying, okay, we got this report, or we saw them get, you know, these entries in Chautauqua or Niagara County off of New World, but we didn't get them out of Ulster.
I want to say that I think that's very relevant. I mean, we spend a tremendous amount of money on this system, and I think that your observation is worthy of formalizing, and just as one member of the committee. I mean, it's something that I think we should not take lightly, and not that any of us has any specific ability to act on it, but certainly to move forward with questions and say, well, why are you unable to pull these kinds of reports? I mean, I think it's important.
Yeah,
and I'm glad that you brought it up, because you could just say, okay, well, they do it differently. But again, when we spend the money we spend, it's worth noting.
Tracy, I will be happy to put a comment in there. It's going to be very factual in that, you know, we requested this, and, it, you know, which we received from other counties. You know, Ulster County couldn't generate it. So something
that's
to that effect.
Mm-hmm. Now, my other question is something you didn't touch on, and I don't know if I'm opening a can of worms, but, you know, there is an agency called the Ulster County Soil and Water District, and we don't report this district as a... We've not made a determination of this district as a component agency of the county in terms of reporting looking back. But when I look at, and I'm not an expert in this, you are, when I look at the breakdown of, you know, you go through the list of what makes a component agency, it appears to me that it is a component agency that we haven't reported. And more than that, all our neighboring counties report their soil and water districts as component agencies. We wholly... I'm a member of that board. We wholly, the legislature appoints that board. And while we don't have direct oversight, we fall into a lot of... So I wonder if you had any thoughts on that, and if you could speak to why we don't call... why we haven't listed it as a component agency, what the thinking might be.
Yeah, actually, you will
component
have...
Unit. Component
your,
unit.
Yes, you will have discussion on it in your footnote one. It was brought to our attention, and we had conversation with Amber earlier in the year during the planning phase, that we would put a footnote in there regarding the soil and water. I don't believe the soil and water receives an independent audit. Is that a correct statement, Tracy?
This year, we're having one. Yeah, we're getting an independent audit for the first time.
I was going to say, make sure you...
But
review or an audit?
For 17 or 18?
For 17. And I'm assuming going forward. At the urging of the legislative members on the board. There's two legislative members on that board. Because we're...
I'm sorry.
The board's required, you know, it's required to do... I don't even know what the language is. It's an audit, but it's always been something that's done internally. So at legislative urging, we're finally undertaking an independent audit. But this is the first time that I know of. And there are members on that board that have been seated for, I don't know, how long has... 25 plus years, and they don't recall ever having an independent audit.
So I mean, that's... Once you have the independent audit done, you can then incorporate that information into your audit. But right now, there's no numbers to incorporate. So that's why we've gone to the footnote disclosure that, this entity exists. You know, here's the control, and we'll talk a little bit about it. While your neighboring counties do have it included, there are some counties that do not include it in New York State. And that's kind of where we're going to model your footnote language from, are those other counties.
And what's the thinking? I mean, what would be the reason for including or not including? Are there hard and fast rules?
Yeah, it probably should be included, but there's nothing to include because there's no audit conducted.
It's not material.
Right, I
so
get it.
Not
I
know.
It's not material. Don't get me wrong. Right.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if it was available, it should probably be included.
Right.
All,
right. So it's a good thing.
And I'm saying,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I mean you have like we're including the Golden Hills, you know, mm-hmm. and there's nothing in there, but
right.
but because it's still open, we include it, and it's available, and there are financial statements.
Look at. Yep. Okay.
Correct. So as soon as you get that, and if you had the, you know, so it'd be good to get the, when you do the 18 ones, to have those done before August 31st, so now they can be incorporated into next year's statement.
Okay, that's good to know too. Thank you.
Sure.
Any other questions? Okay.
Thank you very much for the update.
Yes.
Yeah, and we hope then, are we good for September 20th? I believe that was a date at 4:30 that we could come, and then we'll actually come out there and go over the financial statements.
Oh, before Ways and Means? That's session night.
Yeah, that's session night. I don't know.
I would say it's going to have to be earlier than 4:30.
Okay.
What do you think, Herb? Session, I mean, we have, you know, 5:30 Ways and Means.
Yeah, I was going to say, I must be inclined.
It's just a tentative time and date. It we're flexible.
When is caucus? That month?
Six.
The week.
No, the caucus meeting night, meaning maybe we should go.
Caucus
night
would be the 11th, I believe.
No, we
do not have session because this is a session on a Thursday.
It's the 12th, I think.
Is the first meeting of the month, not
that's,
the second.
That's the caucus.
Yes.
And then the next, yeah, the 20th,
so,
the date.
So does the 12th work?
Actually, I don't know that we'd be ready by the 12th. That's why I was hoping for the 20th.
Got it.
We can do this internally, but I'm available earlier if you want to do earlier on the 20th. I just think we should allow for enough time.
Yeah, no, that's my biggest concern, and I'm sure we're going to have a lot of other things.
We probably would need a half hour.
You would need a half an hour? I would think.
Yeah, I mean, I would say 20 minutes, but it's going to take, I know there's going to be questions.
You need 20 minutes, and we're going to need 2 hours, so
yeah.
It all works out.
All right, we'll look at the 20th, maybe 4 o'clock, or
okay.
That gives us an hour and a half, right?
Yeah.
Give me a wait.
Tracy,
what?
We make it at 4. That would give us an hour and a half.
Yeah, I feel like that's better, just in case.
Let's make it at 4 p.m.
Okay, and if that changes, you know, I'm pretty sure we can be a little flexible on that.
Okay.
So,
I step it at once, so don't.
Okay. Committee have anything else?
It's just
something. All right.
That's just for us?
Yep. It's just us. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks.
Thank
you.
Have a good evening.
We'll take care. Bye.
All right. You guys enjoy life. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye. Okay. Next item of business on the agenda is the Sheriff Department AUP update.
So they have come to the facility and done field work on site.
When did they do that?
In late June, early July.
What took so long? I don't understand what took so long.
The contract wasn't finalized.
That seems crazy. Okay.
Yeah. So... So, right now, they still have wrap-up work to do, and tomorrow they're going to be on-site again doing final wrap-up. And then they'll finalize the report, and it will be presented to this committee.
When do they think that'll happen?
She's going to give me an update after tomorrow to see how far they can get tomorrow.
Okay, would you, when you have that information, would you send it out?
Yes, absolutely. Right now... Informally, we know that there's going to be recommendations to improve bank reconciliation procedures and the cleanup on reconciling items, and then some kind of periodic suggestion for periodic review of fiscal management procedures.
Were they provided the 2009 report?
Yes.
Or no? Is that okay?
Mm.
I think that, I know I asked for it, but I think everybody should look at it again.
Yes.
So it's been a while, and so just to remind ourselves why we hired this firm to do this work, just so we know what we're looking for in terms of change and what the benchmark was from 2009, which I think is of critical importance. So when do we expect to hear the final word?
It will absolutely be done by the September meeting on the 20th.
Okay.
Wow.
Any new business?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, it's not specific, but I think we should, I'm not prepared to discuss it today, but maybe for the next meeting, can we discuss other options? We've kind of just let that fall by the wayside, other options for audit, and I know that we had several things on the table that we were discussing, including an analysis of the jail population. I'd circulated that report from, I forgot which company did it, remember?
CGR,
but that was just one of several proposals, and I think that we should revisit. I mean, this is really what our job is.
Prior to our last meeting, I had Amber send out an email to all legislators asking them for any of those.
Input, right.
And we got none.
Right.
So,
okay.
So put it in writing, please.
I will put it in writing, but also we have a record of what we had been discussing, and we just sort of got sidetracked by other things. So maybe we should revisit at least what was last on the table. And then I will certainly put it in writing. What's the financial status in terms of how much was dedicated to these outside audits and how much have we spent?
There's no change in the audit.
So the money is carried over.
Right. So the committee had $100,000. The $8,500 for the agreed-upon procedures for the Sheriff's Department was from last year's funds.
So we still have $100,000 that we have not
spent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. We need to make recommendations. I think this committee needs to make recommendations. And if we're not getting it from anyone else in the body, then then we should all put our heads together and make a decision and start
put together
action.
An actual... Yeah. Well, I mean, we had started that even 2 years ago when we had Chairman Runk, and you know, we may want to refer back, I think, to some of that list of what we were going over, because at a certain point we should probably just pull the trigger on one or two of those things.
We had a list.
Yeah, I mean some of the stuff's already passed. Like, for example, we're not gonna be able to look back at the family court situation, right? You know, I mean, part of that's passed. But there were other items on that list.
Yeah, we talked about family, we talked about the jail population, which wasn't exactly an audit, but was a study. I mean, we there were a bunch of things. So if we can pull up that list, and then we can all reflect on the list and reach out
research
wherever.
On that and send what you find out to all of us?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Are you not going to take that? Can I have it?
Yeah.
I missed the whole thing.
Okay. Any old business? That sort of was old business.
It was.
And new business.
Yeah, it's everything.
Hearing nothing further, I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Good.
Mary Beth seconds that.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you very much for coming.
519.
Thank you.